From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, July 6th, 2026. A ballot amendment group turned in signatures at the Capitol on Friday. Protect Our Rights says they met a minimum signature collection threshold after they gathered over 108,000 signatures to support their ballot amendment. One group has met a deadline to collect signatures for a statewide ballot amendment. As it stands now, any Arkansan can get a ballot title approved by the Attorney General and collect tens of thousands of signatures for the initiative or amendment to go before voters. Then in November, voters can decide to approve the proposal or vote it down. If passed, the For Our Rights Amendment would protect the ballot process in the state constitution. Derek Gaines, field director of Protect Our Rights, says the amendment is bipartisan.
And so it's sort of difficult if you don't see yourself represented in politics right now to get motivated to participate. An effort like this is something that anybody can get involved in. It doesn't matter what county you're in, whether you're in Little River County or Prairie County or wherever you are. And so if you don't see yourself represented here at the Capitol, then you can definitely see yourself represented in this petition process.
Protect Our Rights says they collected signatures from 62 counties. Ballot amendments have been tossed in the past for bureaucratic issues. Spokesman Jenny Diaz says she's confident, quote, bureaucracy won't be weaponized against them.
This process can be, trying to find the right word, it can be sticky, right? It can be ticky-tacky. And there's a lot of room for interpretation once the petitions leave our hands.
A spokesman for the Secretary of State's office says they hope to have an initial facial count done by today, with a full count finished over the next 2 weeks. Residents of rural Arkansas counties are living with fewer and fewer health care providers. According to the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, there are about 8.4 primary care physicians for every 10,000 residents in rural areas. Dr. Amanda Carpenter, a professor of public health at Arkansas State University, says access to health care in rural areas has been declining over the past 2 decades.
It can create healthcare deserts. We see this in Arkansas right now. There's maternal care deserts because there are obstetrics and gynecology providers that aren't accessible anymore in rural communities. And so already in rural areas, there are kind of shortcomings and there are issues that we're trying to address. And if there are clinics and hospitals that are closing, it can make things even worse for maintaining a strong quality of life.
Arkansas applied for funding from a $50 billion federal initiative called the Rural Health Transformation Program. Carpenter says Arkansas's proposal emphasizes expanding access to telehealth, health monitoring, and response innovation for vital expansion programs.
Just being able to expand their telehealth programs and provide delivery through technology, because that's a really good way for us to reach people who tend to be in some of these more remote areas.
Arkansas was awarded $209 million through the Rural Health Transformation Program from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The murder rate in Pulaski County is lower in the first half of this year. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports that homicides were down 50% compared to the first half of 2026. There have been 20 investigated homicides this year by the end of June, a significant change from the 40 investigated during the same period in 2025. In Little Rock alone, the city had recorded 11 killings this year by June 30th, and that's compared to the 31 that were recorded at this time last year. The city of North Little Rock has canceled its introduction of its new police chief, Hayward Finks. The city was supposed to hold a formal introduction today at City Hall, but officials announced late last week that a personal family matter has led to its cancellation. A swearing-in ceremony is still in the plans for Thursday, July 23rd at 11 a.m. That will take place at the North Little Rock Event Center on North Main Street. Pulaski County utilized millions of dollars in rescue plan funding that it cannot fully account for. Reporting from the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette shows that nearly $60 million of the $76 million received in federal COVID relief funds were moved into the county's general fund, and more than $55 million of those dollars were unappropriated. That move was counter to guidance provided from the U.S. Department of Treasury and made it nearly impossible to track. The city received two allotments from the American Rescue Plan Act. Those were paid in June of 2021 and November of 2022. For the day ahead, you can expect sunny skies with a high of 92 degrees. There are some rain and thunderstorm chances coming late in the afternoon. For the week ahead, you'll have a mix of heat and rain chances, and it will be hotter towards the end of the week. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.